The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's talk WA COVID restrictions, because Chris Dawson, Police Commissioner and Vaccine Commander, spoke at the West Leadership Breakfast yesterday, and he revealed a few new details.
Yeah, I think he may have let the cat out of the bag. And potentially was slightly reprimanded afterwards.
Yeah, Mark McGowan, he doesn't like it at all when people steal his thunder.
He had that sort of, Mark McGowan had that face of the principal who was not very happy. But in any case, the vaccine commander, Chris Dawson, has come in and when asked by Peter Law from the West, you know, when is the border going to open? He said sometime in January. Mm. Now, we know that the government has been saying late January, February, and the Premier says that is the government's position. I would say that the vaccine commander has a pretty good idea of when the border is going to open.
You hope so.
And we've been doing the maths.
We've been doing the math.
And, you know, it seems like January is likely. They're saying late, you know, the government's position, late January, early February. If you look at it from the government's perspective, if we reach the target earlier than that, which our maths is showing
think,
that we will.
Yeah, I think all the modelling, all the latest modelling from the Tinny O'Shea Institute suggests that.
Of Fizz Twins. it suggests, you know, perhaps what the government's trying to do is say, look, late Jan, early Feb, and then there's going to be a surprise announcement. Hey, everyone, we've reached it earlier than we thought.
Yeah.
Look at us. Good feel-good
story. Just in time
story.
For the cricket. Maybe.
Just in time for Australia Day, the reunification, you know.
And have you got any vax figures for us?
I do have some vax figures. So currently we are at 73.8% double dosed for 12 and over.
Point four.
Up 0.4, 73.4. So
our modelling's
the Tinny O'Shea modelling is going to be slightly off because we were expecting 0.5.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe we just need
this
to.
This won't hold us back too much, but, you know, go and get vaccinated. You know, you don't want to die.
You don't. Yeah, exactly. It's a pretty simple pitch.
And now, I'm turning into Jackie Lambie, just straight cut
straight
through.
To the point.
Just,
I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah.
It's like Jackie Lambie. You
God
know
damn.
What? You know we're at a tipping point as a society when Jackie Lambie is the voice of reason?
I love it.
That was
these
a wake-up
moments.
Call. That was a wake-up call for Australia this week.
I think there's probably a few parents who would love to have her on repeat, you know, like, clean up your clothes. Just be a goddamn bloody adult.
What's that? Isn't that service, you know, where you can pay to have celebrities send you little messages?
Yes.
That's what you need. Get Jackie Lambie just telling your kids off.